Hi there. The word for you today is don't judge. In Romans 8 verse 33 we read, "Who dares accuse us whom God has chosen?" When you tear somebody down, you're on thin ice with God. The Bible says, and I'm quoting from Romans 8 verse 33 in the Message, "Who would dare tangle with God by messing with one of God's chosen? Who would dare point a finger? The one who died for us is in the presence of God at this very moment, sticking up for us. Do you think anyone is going to be able to drive a wedge between us and Christ's love for us? No way. You know what? Your fellow believers are not perfect, and they're never going to be. But God says, quote Ephesians 1:6, they belong to his dear Son. There's nothing you can bring against them that God doesn't already know. Stop and think. By discrediting them, you're questioning the one who redeemed them, implying that he made a mistake and doesn't know what he's doing. You say, but shouldn't I speak up when something is wrong? Yes. Absolutely, but be careful about overstepping your bounds and condemning the person. Your attitude should always be one of helpfulness, forgiveness, and reconciliation. Any time you try to judge what you've no authority over, you're out of your jurisdiction. Paul writes, Romans 14, verse 4, "Who are you to judge someone else's servant? To his own master he stands or falls. And he will stand, for the Lord is able to make him stand." Here's the bottom line. It's God's job to judge others, and he doesn't need your help to do it. Okay?